Welcome back to the Dynamic Life podcast, where you are empowered from the inside out. Well, we are in Q2 of 2024. Time really does fly, and this is season 11. And whilst season 10 was quite short, I wanted to start by doing a fresh season because I really felt that this required a new beginning. A fresh start. And that's not only where I am in terms of my personal growth and in terms of just seeing the growth that I've had personally in different areas of my life, but more importantly to do with mindset. And so today I wanted to focus on, as the first episode of season 11, on creating your life. And the reason why I want to do that is because essentially everything that we've covered over the last couple of years on this podcast has really been about that. Everything starts with your mind and your thoughts. And granted, I've been in a headspace where I've been able to really get back on the discipline, because it is discipline to change your mind. I'd love to tell you that you can just daydream your way into a new life, but the actual sort of truth is that you have to be disciplined and consistent and understand your why and tie your follow through to your why, like the bigger picture. Why are you changing your mindset? Because ultimately, really, you just don't want to have any regrets. Well, I hope you don't. I mean, don't let me or anybody else tell you what you do and don't want, certainly. But in order to ensure that you're not accumulating regrets, and if you don't already follow me on TikTok, my handle is Living the Dynamic Life, I think. Anyway, type that in, type the Dynamic Life, and I'm sure I will come up. But my point is that in terms of creating your life, in order to change your mindset, in order to change who you are, I believe the first step is unlearning and having a keen idea of what it is that you're unlearning, what it is that you are choosing to spring clean, as it were, out of your life. And what it is, and identifying what it is, the thought patterns, the beliefs, the subconscious beliefs, the way that, what I mean by subconscious beliefs are, these are beliefs that are so embedded in your way of thinking that you treat them as a default, so that they are not something that you consciously think, but it determines how you behave. So if you have a more glass half empty type of, you know, perspective on things, you know, usual things that will happen in life, run-of-the-mill everyday things, somebody cutting in traffic, you know, somebody taking your coffee order by accident, all of those things, you will think, oh, they did that deliberately, or this happened deliberately. No, those are just things. But because your subconscious beliefs are, you know, life is hard, it's difficult, it's rigged, it's always an uphill climb, it's always this. And I'm like, yes, that there is some truth in the sense that we all experience hardship to different degrees. But if that's your thinking, that will determine how you respond. So instead of you letting things like roll off of you like water off a duck's back, you just let things go. You just let things be. You just let things be what they are. You understand that you are detached from what's happening, because again, you create your life. But I'll come on to that. The whole point is that in order to unlearn, you have to know what beliefs, what sort of mindsets that you're wanting to unlearn. So this isn't like a free-for-all where you're like, let me Google the most negative mindsets and what can I get rid of. It's actually, how does your thinking affect your daily life? Do you wake up and then just immediately think, if I'm not doing something straight away, then you're not being productive? Or if you're not, you know, on the go 100% of the time, then it's not productive. That's not sustainable, both for men and women, but even more so for women because of our cycles, because of our hormones and how we're made, which aren't a negative thing. It's just things that we have to work around in the context of the society that we live in. So when you're learning how to unlearn, you have to ask yourself, like, what do I believe and how does that affect my daily life? Like, who told you this? Like, who actually embedded in you these habits, these mindsets? You know, what is it? Is it to your benefit? Is it working out for you? Is it something that is bringing your life forward? And I hate to be the the one to sort of, you know, push you to think about that, but this is something that I constantly ask myself as well, because every new level of your life that you're wanting to attain, even if it's intangible things to do with your personal growth, not just like the tangible progress of outward things that you'd want to see, it requires a new mindset. It requires you to constantly evolve. And whilst that may sound tiring, it's actually exciting and empowering when you realize, oh, I get to discover more of what's true by removing mindsets, by allowing mindsets that are not useful to me in the next season of my life to just dissipate, to fall away as I adopt new mindsets that will help elevate me and the people around me. So it is a constant thing, but it's not from a doing, it's not from a striving, it's not from a sort of hustle mentality. It's from a self-respect, a self-regard, a self-assurance, and a self-love. Not from an egotistical or a point of view where you're just like, I'm the bee's knees, I'm trying to sort of, you know, assuage this idea or this image that you have of yourself. It's actually about, no, I get to create life. But in order to do that, I have to shed these beliefs and these ways of thinking that may have been fantastic up to a point. But then afterwards, after you reach that point, after you get to that point where you're like, okay, let's use an example, like setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is becoming easier and easier for me. When you do that, you're actually able to then think, okay, so what's the next level in this? So the reason why it's so important to unlearn things is because even if you have a very specific and precise and energizing vision for your life, you can't get there with old beliefs. It's like holding on to old baggage, old dirty baggage. You're traveling from country to country. You don't empty your luggage. You just keep accumulating more things. You know, you don't wash any of the clothes that you take. You know, you just keep accumulating more and more things, and you don't shed. You don't learn how to go back home, unpack, wash, and then repack something new, something fresh, and then you go on to your next destination. To use an analogy, so when you're looking to create your life, identify the things that you have to unlearn. You know, unlearn the assumptions that you make. We all make assumptions, and the most insidious ones and the most impactful ones are the ones we make subconsciously, assuming that someone's staring at you because there's something wrong with them. No, maybe they're admiring you. Why don't you change that mindset? Why don't you go, oh, I missed that train because I wasn't supposed to be on that train. Who knows what would have happened? Or I'm taking my time, or I've changed my mind about something. There's a reason why everything happens. And once you get into the mindset of everything's working out for you, you can get into that mode. You can get into that mode of saying, I have no fear releasing old mindsets that no longer serve me to adopt new ones, as I'm aware that everything works out for me, and to go to the next level, to really actually see my vision and to be the type of person who can hold that vision, who can steward that vision, who can live in that vision, knowing that you're worthy of that. Knowing that you deserve good things, and that this isn't just the preserve of a few, it's something that you get to create in your life, then that is the foundation That's the foundation. Unlearning, unclogging, releasing, and making you less presumptive about things and more curious. Less black and white about things, but yet more sort of inquisitive about what's the possibility that could happen. I'm not saying be wishy-washy with your morals or your values. Those aren't things that I believe we need to like be wishy-washy about. You have to be certain about that, because that gives you boundaries with yourself and your life, and they are healthy for you to have robust values, robust sort of ideas about what is morally right for you. However, all the other things you really want to be able to say, what are my beliefs? Who told me that? And how can I make sure that my beliefs are working for me instead of against me? So I really challenge you to do that. The next step in creating the life that you want is that you have to get rid of a scarcity mentality and not settle for less. And I paused before saying that because there's a lot going on in the world right now. And I think whenever people talk of abundance and, you know, we immediately think of the material, and that is one aspect of it, but I'm talking about abundance in terms of the quality of your life, how it feels, how it lives day to day, how it inspires you, energizes you, focuses you, even on the days where you know you don't feel sort of high energy, but you know ultimately you have a purpose. But you can't get to that if you are settling for less. It's like you thinking, okay, I'm going to save up for this leather bag. I know the style, I know the color leather, I know the size, I know all of this. This is exactly what I want. And then you come across what we call, I wouldn't say a dupe, but something similar, but it's PVC. Or it's polyurethane, that's the most popular material that people use nowadays. And it's not leather. It looks like leather, sometimes. But it's not quite what you wanted. But because you have been programmed to have a scarcity mentality, to have a mentality where it goes, oh, this is good enough. You know, most people only get this, most people only get that. And music and movies and the news, certainly, general pop culture, people's everyday discussions of like, woe is me, woe betide, I have a, you know, I crack a smile. This whole sort of self-deprecating, you know, you don't want to stand out, don't want to be seen as a tall poppy. That's the culture that we have in the West, which is ironic given that, you know, we definitely have a lot of resources and opportunities and things like that. But if you want to sort of create your life, you can't settle for less. And then you're training your mind, going back to unlearning the beliefs, you're training your mind to stay at that same level. Or even settle for even less than what you may even have now. You're teaching yourself that you also, you're telling yourself subconsciously that you have the capacity to see your life and see your vision, see yourself as a person grow, but that you don't believe you can either attain that, or you're worthy of that, or you're able to get there. Or you're able to attain that. And so I really want to encourage you, don't settle. And I have been getting this message for so many days now. And I don't tend to share things that I feel are pertinent to me, but I also don't want to gatekeep what I feel is a much needed message going forward. Not just for me, but for those of you who are constantly bombarded with the negativity that we see. And as I always say, this is not to minimize anything that's going on in the world. But if we want to change this world, it starts with us as individuals. It starts with our mindset. It starts with us going, there is more, because there are people who are literally living in more. And I'm not just talking about materially. I'm also talking in terms of their joy, their peace, their mindset, the quality of their relationship with themselves, with others. You know, their career, their business, whatever it may be, their health, their fitness. You know, I'm a health nut. I love fitness. I think it's one of the cornerstones of life. And even that gets a bad rap. Like, oh, you're trying to do this and that. And it's like the same people who will turn up their nose at you for aiming higher will be the same people who try to imitate you when you get to that level if you don't settle. So you have to push past the discomfort of being different. You have to push past the discomfort of sort of not being like everybody else who says, well, this is good enough, or, you know, I'm just in, you know, a bit of a limbo at the moment. You just take, like, life is happening to you. It's just to you. It's not something that you are creating, because you're willing to be like, let me just settle for what life will give it. Let me just tell you that if you settle for what life gives you, it will give you less than what you deserve. So don't settle. Get rid of the scarcity mindset. There are people who, and we've seen all those famous stories of people who don't really have that much advantage, but they push themselves. You know, some, I'm not going to name names because there's a lot of stories of people who have worked hard, even if they haven't come from hard backgrounds. It's the idea that they felt that they could do it, that they had gifts to share with the world, that they had something that they needed to encourage other people. And so for anyone who's wondering, I may be content, but there's like a little bit of dissatisfaction with things. Or you may be thinking, I have a bit of a desire to shift everything in my life. Or maybe you're in a position where you're like, no, I've always known that there was something and there were things, or you've always been the type of person to be more creative, more enthusiastic, more sort of energized to do things differently. And that's just been a mark of who you are as a person. So don't deny those things. Pay attention to those things. That's an indicator that we're all made for more. And not more in the sense the world tells us, like, oh, if you get more, you'll feel better as a person. No. More in the sense that you're moving closer to your purpose. The capacity of who you are is growing. What you believe that you deserve, you're exceeding that, because it's not actually what marketing and advertising is telling you, or even what social media is telling you, because a lot of that stuff is curated. But it's actually what you know is true for you, and also the ambitions that you have for yourself. As I always say, don't accumulate regret. Like, life's too long for that. You know, one way I'm learning to do that is take phrases, you know, usually people say life's too short. I don't believe in declaring that of yourself. Declare life is too long. It's too long. It's too beautiful. It's too rich. It's too vibrant. It's too full of the potential. But I have to step into that. I can't be on the sidelines of life judging other people, you know, giving them backhanded compliments, telling them, oh, I don't really want to hear about your holiday. Oh, I don't really want to hear about this. Oh, you're doing that again. Because you're miserable. But if you decide to not settle, then you won't be part of the Bitter Betty Club, as I call it. Because you will just realize that you are just as capable. If there's someone in your vicinity of your life, professionally or personally, who has the ability to inspire you, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be the exact same as you. They don't have to do... We're not here to be carbon copies of each other at all. if there's someone who inspires you, then that means that you are close to having that same energy, that same opportunity, but you have to be prepared for that. And the way that you prepare yourself is with your mindset, by getting rid of the idea that, oh, there's only so much for this group of people, or there's only this much to go around, or I don't want to do too much. The people who you are trying to make yourself small for do not care. They're busy being concerned about their life, how they're going to pay their bills, how they're going to navigate their own relationships. But while you're busy playing small, you have to understand that a lot of people project their stuff onto others, because that's how it placates their own sort of discontentment. And no matter how much it may be personal from them, for you, it doesn't have to be. You get to say, well, I'm going to transmute this energy that's being given to me, this energy that's all around us, saying that, you know, just get by, just keep your head down, just do the bare minimum. The bare minimum is not good enough. And for most people it is, but it's not good enough for you. If you're listening to this podcast, it's not good enough for you. And that doesn't mean that the people who do that are, you know, bad or unambitious. Some people are very much contented because that's where they want to be. The key thing is they're doing what they want. So why aren't you doing what you want for you? Because it's your life. And so I wanted to encourage you with that. I want to keep these podcast episodes somewhat shortish. But I may do an additional part of this, but these are two key foundational things. Not the most sexy things, not the most headline-grabbing things, but the things that will actually create tangible change in your life. If you, one, unlearn unhelpful, useless beliefs or outdated beliefs, and then you combine that with having a mentality where you're like, I don't settle for less. You know, what I'm offered in any realm of my life is not necessarily what I'm worth. So, but you have to know that, because there are a lot of people who are counting on you not knowing your worth. And I just want to say, regret that. Make them regret thinking that you wouldn't think any less of your life, of yourself, and show up even more. Dream even bigger. And when I'm telling you this, I'm also telling myself. This is what personal growth is about. This is what personal development is about. It's about doing the work. And as Joe Dispenza says, if you want to change your life, you have to change who you are. You can't just start by saying, I'm going to start this habit next week, this habit. You have to go behind the reasons why you do certain things, the reasons why you don't do certain things, the reasons why you allow certain things and people into your life, the reasons why you don't allow certain things into your life. You have to go back to who you are, and working on your self-concept, which is so key, because this is what this is all about. All of this is about actually your self-concept and being grounded in that, being solid. So unlearn useless, outdated, unnecessary beliefs. Adopt new ones. Identify the new ones. What's going to be helpful for you as you move into the second quarter even? So you may have a really far-reaching, inspiring vision in your life, and you're thinking, man, we're just trying to do this one day at a time. So then focus on this quarter. What do you want to achieve in this quarter? What do you want to see in your life? Because the worst thing you can do is be the same you that you were 6 months ago, a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Because it means that your life's not necessarily moving forward. Now, I'm not saying that we abdicate our responsibilities, because that's to do with character. I'm talking about generally elevating your life requires you to elevate yourself and hold yourself to a higher standard. This is all about accountability. When you decide, I'm not going to have a scarcity mindset, that's you holding yourself accountable. That's you catching yourself daily, during the day, every single moment, saying, I'm going to bring myself back to this present moment. I'm going to think, how is this working for me? how can I be an asset in this situation? How can I add value? How can my gifts add value to this scenario? How can I make sure that I'm leaving, that I'm staying present, but I'm not leaving a situation with the residue of it, you know? Even if it's positive things, you have to make your identity and self-concept so solid where you're like, no, there's more. There's always an opportunity, but you have to have that mindset. You have to have that belief in order to adopt a lack of scarcity, in order to say, I'm not settling, because you already have the belief that you don't have to settle, you know? So I hope that encourages you, anyone in your world. Welcome to season 11. I want to bring this energy of like not having everything perfectly set out, not having everything, you know, prim and proper, just being sort of as encouraging but as real and as much as I feel is appropriate, sharing what I've learned to ensure that you're empowered. This is what I feel is my specific purpose. And I want to encourage you to feel and do the same for you. You know, this life is serious. And if you're listening to this, you are so much more blessed than you would know. And I hope that you see that every single day. I hope that you take the opportunity to see that. And I hope that this season helps you to unlock and to really step into a different level of way of relating to yourself and then therefore the world. But it starts with you. It starts with your self-concept. It starts with how you talk to yourself. It starts with what you believe about yourself and about the world. It starts with you saying, there is no scarcity. I don't operate in that. I don't operate in lack. I don't operate in lack of peace, you know, wealth, healthy relationships, because, you know, you don't just want any, aka not settling. You want the best of the best, because your focus is you being the best of the best, because you know you have a purpose. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening. And as ever, I'll see you on the next episode. Don't forget to follow on TikTok. That is the business. I love TikTok. It's so real, so raw. And like everything else, I encourage you to curate it so that your mindset stays sharp and undiluted with all negativity, and that you decide to focus on the best. So hit me up at Living the Dynamic Life, or Living a Dynamic Life. I will get it right at some point, the handle. But Living a Dynamic Life on TikTok, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.